We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Yeah, in other words, to going out, having a great time, and only never to hear from them again.
Seriously.
So we're here to get answers for you, Alex and Sarah. Let's say hi to Luke.
What's up, Luke?
Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're going to try to help you out here, Luke, but first we need to know the story. So tell us what's going on with Michelle.
You know, we met on a dating app, and everything seemed to be going pretty good. We had, like, a date planned and everything. I went out of town, so we were, like, communicating maybe less frequently than we normally would.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back, I, like, wasn't hearing from her.
Mm.
So I kind of feel like she thought I had ghosted her and then in return was ghosting me. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get
I'll
it.
Show you.
Yeah. Right.
When you date somebody and they go out of town for the first time, it's weird to figure out their out-of-town communication style because some people are like, peace.
Yeah, some people completely cut the cord and some people still stay on top of it.
Man, I remember trying to figure that out back in the day
of
dating.
Oh,
yeah,
right. Bother him by texting.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then if you text too much, you're like, oh, my God, you're on vacation or you're on work. Leave it alone. Just leave me alone.
Right. Yeah, that's tough.
Live your life.
All right, well, let's call Michelle and see if we can figure it out. Hang on.
Hello.
Hey there, Michelle.
Hi.
Good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. How are you? We're doing a radio show here on Mix 94.7. It's Waiting by the Phone.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, how
Hello.
Are you? Now, before we get into anything, I just want to let you know that you're on the radio, and we have a couple of questions to ask you. Hope you got a second.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Luke is on the phone, and that's the reason we're calling you, because Luke said that you guys met on a dating app and that you had been talking and he went out of town. And since then, things just kind of fizzled and he wanted to find out what was going on. He was really looking forward to meeting up with you.
Yeah, so was I. You know, he went on a work trip and that's fine. Like, that's not the problem. The problem is that I feel like he's totally catfishing me.
And why do you feel like that?
So his pictures are way too good. He's, like, too smooth, too perfect. You know, I just, like, the more we started talking, I just had this gut feeling that the pics weren't really him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll admit it. I started doing some internet digging, and I found him on LinkedIn. And he was a totally different guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was right. He's not attractive at all. And the worst part is he's married.
Oh.
Well, Luke, are you there?
I'm here.
Is that true?
No, I'm not married. And I'd like to think I'm pretty attractive.
So the pics that she has seen, is that really you?
Yeah, I mean, the pictures I have on the app are me. I don't know what pictures she's seeing on LinkedIn.
Right.
Why are you so convinced that that's not him, Michelle?
Good question.
First of all, he looks too perfect. Like, everything is like, is either not him or extremely photoshopped.
Uh-huh.
And he says he's in sales, and then this guy's also in sales.
Uh-huh.
I asked him for a selfie, and he sent one, and I checked the date, and it was actually from a few days ago. Like, why would he do that?
Why would you just FaceTimed with him?
Seriously.
Well, I can, but he's an Android, and so he can't.
Oh, like, good call.
You another can't?
No.
Now you can't FaceTime.
And no one's downloading Skype. You know what I'm saying?
See, I would have dumped him after I saw that green bubble pop up.
Oh, my God. You're so bold about that. But if a hot girl walked in and had an Android, you wouldn't care at all.
He'd be throwing his iPhone over his shoulder and be like, hey, what's up, Android for life?
What's up, Samsung? What about, did you try, like, Zoom?
Yeah, there you go.
We haven't tried Zoom yet.
We have not tried it. Let's do it. I'm for that.
Oh, I thought he was going to say zoomed out. Excuse.
So you will do that, Luke? Will you Zoom with her?
Yeah, nothing to hide.
Now we're invested. Now I feel like we need to know.
What is your gut instinct right now?
Well, I believe Luke. Yeah. I mean, you don't say you're going to Zoom with somebody unless you're the real deal.
Is it creepy that I want to be on it with him too?
Do you think he's married?
Well, I don't know that. But if he's not the guy that she saw on LinkedIn.
Right.
He says he's not. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Whoa. All right, let me ask you this. So, Michelle, if you Zoom with Luke and find out it really is him that's in the pictures, will you believe him, give him the benefit of the doubt, and then go out with him?
Sure, but yeah, right. Like, come on. I'm pretty confident over here.
Okay.
Dude, this is good.
Well, we don't want to do this on the radio, so how about we just get you guys on Zoom right now. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back and find out what happened.
You think that?
Okay. Right, I'm in.
Sometimes it takes me a whole song to just sign on to Zoom.
My room password?
All right, give us a second.
You have to find a good background, good lighting, all the things.
Do you feel good? Like, you're in a position, like, you look good enough, and you feel good enough that we can do this right now?
Yeah, I can do it. I don't know about him.
Luke?
I'm good to go.
Okay.
Wow.
He's right. Yeah, heck yeah, dare you.
All right, we'll find out what happened and if Luke's phone mysteriously doesn't work.
Yeah, bad connection, sorry.
His Zoom account has expired.
Oh,
we're going to find out 3 minutes on Mix
94.7.
3 minutes ago, we talked to Michelle and Luke. It's Waiting by the Phone on Mix 94.7 with Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And Luke was like, hey, I got ghosted by Michelle. Michelle said, I did a little investigation and found out that it's not really him. I've been catfished. Luke is not the hot dude from the pictures. Luke is a not attractive married man.
Oh.
And they could not FaceTime because he does not have an iPhone. But we suggested Zoom, and they are on Zoom, and Michelle, you saw Luke?
Yeah.
And?
I'm an idiot.
What? Oh, really?
Yep.
He's the real deal?
He's the hot dude from the pictures?
He's the same guy in a sex.
Wow! Oh my God, dude. I thought he was going to be like in a closet, like hiding from his wife.
Super dark!
Right.
Turn out the brightness!
Oh my God, this is great.
But now is she crazy?
I mean, obviously there's another guy in Austin with his name. And same job, apparently. But I'll confess, online dating makes me totally crazy. And sure, I went a little crazy this time. And yeah.
So is she crazy? Is she too crazy?
That's not for us to decide.
Exactly.
Luke.
I can bring it in.
Luke, is she too crazy?
Too crazy? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, guys. She's pretty cute on that call. And look, I'm willing to look past it.
Wow. How crazy is this?
Would you guys look past it?
Luke, I'm so sorry.
Well, like Alex said, I mean, you could forgive a lot if someone is attractive.
100%. Like, I need more than an apology, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, that's gross.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.